From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses rebels of preventing aid from reaching civilians trapped in Syria's eastern Ghouta during a recent humanitarian pause in fighting. The Russian plan is meant to give a five-hour window for people to get help or get out of the area. Lavrov told the UN Human Rights Council Wednesday the, quote, so-called American coalition must ensure the same humanitarian access to the areas in Syria under their control. Lisa Schlein has more.
American-Swiss political scientist and analyst Daniel Warner tells VOA there is no one on the ground with concrete information to verify Lavrov's claim that rebels were responsible for subverting the five-hour daily humanitarian pause in the city.
So unless there are objective, reputable people on the ground, I think for the moment it will be very difficult to determine.
Warner notes the presence of many different rebel groups inside eastern Ghouta fighting against the government of Bashar al-Assad. He says this makes it difficult to identify which group did what and when. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A United Nations report contends North Korea has transported supplies to Syria. They could have been used to produce chemical weapons. Tom Turco has the details.
According to the report, North Korean missile technicians were seen working at Syrian chemical weapons and missile plants. The more than 200-page document details new substantial evidence about North Korea's involvement with Syria since 2008. Tom Turco, VOA News.
More on VOAnews.com. This is